So great to be learning together, Sharei Oraz, Tshuva of the Week. Now we're going to discuss an interesting machloket I saw between two rabbanim who are quite expert on the laws of Choshen Mishpat regarding a monetary dispute in Israel. Now it seems that there was this company that was collecting blood from donors and who had recovered from COVID, and the plasma has antibodies, and in order to be given antibody treatment, it's done in Israel, done in advanced countries throughout the world. So, it turned out that the number of people had donated their blood, and with the expectation that the antibodies are donated to the patients, but then it turned out that this company would actually take the blood and sell it for thousands of dollars to patients who really needed it. Well, question is that the ethics of doing that, but the question is like this, that we're gonna focus on tonight is a person allowed to, or is that company that took a donor's blood and then sold it, must they compensate the person who donated the blood? So this is a dispute. It's definitely astur to do. There's no doubt. You know, we have a halakha that emishanim l'stakah l'stakah. Once you donated to something to one stakah, you can't give it to something else because ein mavir al dat balabait. You know, they ask you to do something. Somebody asks you to do something, and they specifically giving something for one purpose. You can't give it to something for something else. They donate money to buy a sefer Torah. You can't use that money to support aniyim or vice versa. And here, the money, the blood was used for, was donated for to donate to other people, not to make a business for the company. So it's definitely wrong for them to do. It is definitely gezel. It's theft. It's absolutely wrong. But the question is, are they required to pay? So one Rav argues. His name is Rav Akiva Kahana. I'm not familiar with him. But he seems to be a pretty big expert on the halachot of Choshen Mishpat, of halachic monetary law. And he points out that one could argue that one is chayav to pay due to a very interesting Mishnah in the third parak of Masechet Bava Metzia. It says as follows. If you rent a para, you rent a cow from your friend, and then you lent it to somebody else, the renter is not responsible for a case of ones if it dies as a result of an accident, where the borrower is chayav to pay. So in this case, the person rented the para, and he lent it to somebody else. And then it died a natural death, in other words, out of an accident, and the renter is not responsible, but the shoel, the borrower, is responsible. The question is, who does shoel pay? So according to the Tanakhama, this Mishnah, the borrower actually pays the socher. Because the socher is exempt, because it's ones that it died. And the shoel, on the other hand, must pay, but he pays the socher, says the Tanakhama. It's very, very interesting, because the person he's dealing with, the shoel, is the socher. So the socher makes off a lot of money, but Rabbi Yossi says this is absolutely wrong. We follow Rabbi Yossi said, and he says a very important phrase. He says, it's not right for one to make business off of somebody else's para, or for somebody else's cow. And here one could say it's not right for this business to make money off of the blood of somebody else that was not given to the purpose to sell, rather just to donate. It's not right, and therefore it's what they call that in English, unjust enrichment. And therefore they have to compensate that money that was given to them by the ultimate recipient of that of the blood donation to receive the antibody treatment would that money that they paid to the company would actually have to be paid to the donor, because it's not right for the company to make the money off of the donor's blood. That's the argument you could make. But says this Rabbi Akiva Khan, he said, no, that is not correct whatsoever. And this article appears, this discussion appears in the latest Tchumin, volume Mem Aleph. And the argument says that this doesn't, this is this idea of Ketzalas Osas Sechorah Beparato Shel Chaveiro, they can't make money off somebody else's par for somebody's cow. The owner owns the cow. But you don't own your blood. What do you mean you don't own your blood? Well, because as we say in Silichot, Hanashamach v'guf pa'alach, the body belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Where do we see this? We see this articulated in Halakha, Mishnah in the 8th parak of Masechet Baba Kama. Baba Kama says as follows. If I say to somebody, please tear my suit, and you don't have to compensate me. You don't have to compensate the suit. You own the suit. If you say to somebody, break my arm, and you don't have to compensate me. No, you still have to break the arm because it's not your arm. The arm belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The body belongs to Hashem. So your blood doesn't belong to you. And yes, it was wrong for the company. It's gezel. It's theft. It's like Mishanim Itztakal Itztakam, Avir Adad Balabait. It's wrong. It's 100% wrong for them to do what they did. However, they are not required to compensate because of the rule of Kesal Asesach Rabba Befarato Shel Chaveiro, because it's not its par. The donor doesn't own that blood, and it's not comparable to the case that the Shoel has to pay directly to the owner of the cow, because the cow owner owns a cow. You can own a cow. You don't own your cow, but you don't own your blood, and therefore you can't be compensated for it. Very, 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 very interesting. So the money that was already given to the chevra, that was given to this company, they get to keep it. So argues this Rav Kahana. Now one could say that there's one would be chayav for a different halacha, different because of the rule of hana'ah. This is apparent in many mishnayot in Seder Nizikin. I'll give you an example with one. If you benefit in Masechet Baba Kama articulates it, Perak Vav, Perak HaKones, Mishnah Bet. If you benefit from someone, you have to compensate. You benefit from somebody, you have to compensate them. And here's the example over here in this Mishnah. If to no fault of your own, your animal slipped and fell into a field and started eating the crops in the field. So any damage that it does when it falls into the field, you are patur, because that's not your fault. It was an accident that it fell into the field. But in terms of what the animal ate, you benefit. That animal ate from the crops of the field, and now you don't have to serve it food. You don't have to feed it, and therefore you saved some animal food. So that money that you benefited from, the money you were saved, you have to compensate to the owner of the field, not because you are a damager. You're not a mazik. And the nezek that was done, you don't have to pay. The damage that was done, you don't have to pay, because that was ones that was beyond your control. But you benefit, you pay. You benefit, you pay. That is a huge rule that is a very, very important rule comes to Dinei Mamonot. You benefit, you pay. Well, here, the chevra, the company benefited from the person's dam, from the person's blood. And therefore, they should have to pay. And you benefit, you pay. So this is Rav Akiva Kahana says, no, this would be a case, though, of Zen and Evzola Chaser. The blown donor, he didn't lose money. Why? Because it compares to a case that appears in Baba Kama, Adav Chaf, Hadar B'chatzar Chavrosh, Shlomi Da'atov. If you live in somebody's backyard, people don't rent out their backyards. You live in their backyard without permission. It's not right for you to do that. Maybe it's even Geneva, but after the fact, but the Avad, you don't have to pay for a rental for the backyard, since that backyard is not up for rent. And the fact that you slept in the backyard is you benefited. You don't have to pay rent. But the owner of the house, lo chaser, the owner of the backyard, lo chaser, he didn't lose anything because he wasn't going to rent it out to somebody else. And we have, then this is the famous rule, zen en vezeh lo chaser, in the case of when benefits, the other person doesn't lose, then you don't have to pay. So here, the company benefited, because they were able to make money off the blood, and the donor didn't lose, because it's lo avid lemegar, it's lemegar, the blood, his blood, he didn't mean to have anybody else buy it, it wasn't meant for sale to somebody else, and therefore he is not due any compensation. So argues Rabbi Kiva Khan. However, seems to be a much older Rav and a much veteran Rav, one that I know very well. His name is Rav Yitam Avraham Haftik from Alon Shvut, actually from Yerushalayim. Once upon a time, he lived in Alon Shvut. He learned in Yeshivat Har Etzion. And he's a veteran of the Six-Day War. He was wounded in the Six-Day War. His father was Rav Zerach Varhaftig, who was a Sar Datot for the Minister of Religion in Israel for many years. And the son is a tremendous expert when it comes to Dinei Mamonot, when it comes to monetary rules. And he argues, and I think Rav Yitam Avraham Haftik is 100% correct in this one, that first of all, it's you're viewing it wrong. He wasn't selling his blood, but he sort of loses something. He lost his blood, gave up blood. The company benefited, and Zechaser, and the donor lost. He lost however much of blood that he donated, and therefore it's okay. And the company would definitely have to pay. In terms of that's not what we're speaking about. What we're speaking about here is you're not paying for the blood itself. You're paying, yes, you don't own the blood, but you're paying for the service. What you're paying is that the donor did a service. He donated blood, and you have to pay them for service. Now he intended it to be for free. He intended it to be for free. And you know that the company was going to monetize it, was going to make a profit off of it. And the rule is as follows. Well, if you're working for someone that's going to make a profit off of something, there is the netivot in Choshen Mishpat, Siman Yudal, it says straight out. And this is elsewhere in Halakha as well, that you assume that people do not work for free, unless it's a gift. But if it turns out that it's not the gift, then in such a case, then you are due compensation. Now, what kind of compensation? That's all the other discussion. All the money has to be given? That's a good question. You have all these permutations you have to work out. If it's case of says shachaveiro, it's not right to make off money from somebody else's cow, so cover someone else's property. So then you have to pay all the money the chevra would eat, or at least. In this case, you want to say if you have to pay like a worker because you assume that someone is going to, you pay the minimum of the going rate if you didn't work out the terms beforehand. But you have to pay him. Something has to be paid. Maybe not the full amount of money that the company received, but at least some compensation needs to be made, because the assumption is a person does not work for free. So Rav Haftik is pointing out that Rav Kahan is not looking at the situation properly. He's saying you're paying for the blood. No, you're not paying for the blood. You're paying for the service. And since this was this the blood donation was monetized, we must assume that. Had the donor known that it was going to be monetized, that he would demand compensation, and compensation has to be made, and it may not be the full price that was the full compensation that the company received, but some compensation needs to be made. So I think Rav Haftik makes a much better argument than Rav Akiva Kahana, and therefore, in this case, if a case actually would come to me, I'd be on the Beit Din. I would rule that the company that monetized the blood donation would have to compensate the donor of the blood, and if they would be judging based on pshara, based on equity, I would say that the company should not make a penny off of this. It was wrong. They acted wrongly, gezel, and therefore, since a gezel, they should return every single thing to the. Every penny they made should be to the donor, maybe strict halakha does not require every single penny should be to the donor, but certainly based on pshara, based on equity, by atzita yashav avtov b'nei Hashem, it should be paid. That money should be paid to the donor. Wishing everybody a great week with much bracha, much briyut.